love you, Master. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Close your eyes and be intentional. Go ahead, something is happening all over this campus by extension. Let your hunger rise. Look at his face tonight. inside and outside, and encounter is awaiting you in spirit. Look at the face of Jesus. And let your heart declare in the name of Jesus. Go ahead in your understanding. Just begin to tell me, Lord Jesus, I really want to want you. I want to want you more than I want you. More than I want you at the moment, Jesus. I want to want you more. Go ahead, tell him this word. Mean it from the depth of your heart. One more minute, mean it from your heart. Go ahead, I'm waiting for something. Read it from your heart, guys. Read it from your heart. Read it from your heart. Go ahead, you understand it. Go ahead, you understand it. Go ahead, you understand it. Jesus, I want to make you smile. I'm gonna make you proud. Just look at his face as you're declaring it. Shout that name, Jesus! Jesus, my Lord! I want to wipe your tears! I want to make you proud. Just you, my love. I want to make you smile. I want to bless your heart. Yes, my Lord, yes, darling, I want to wipe your tears. Yes, yes. Two more times declare Jesus. Tonight, I want you to shout that name the loudest you have ever shouted in your entire life. And as we shout that name, there's going to be alignment in this territory. So, Lord Jesus, I come tonight in my order. I come tonight with my measure. And I join Lord Jesus as his every saint under the sound of my voice. I have measure to measure Lord Jesus in this territory. I stand Lord Jesus as many as stood. And I complete this song when necessary, Lord Jesus. I speak concerning the atmosphere over this campus and over this territory. And I declare in the name of Jesus that it's open for souls to arise. And let there be ascensions. Ascensions from tonight. Let there be ascensions from tonight. I open it up to encounters all around. And I declare in the name of Jesus, let there be salvations everywhere. Let the most fires of criminals be rescued in the name of Jesus. Can you shout the name of Jesus? First, alright? Some of you need to shout this with understanding. When there's a corporate breakthrough, people find it easy on the corporate level. Did you hear what I said? That thing you're experiencing on your own and you desire everyone to come into, it can happen now. It can happen this night. And all over in the whole field, you know what it means again for people to find it easy to pray. How many people will it be to get back and find the Muslim women speaking in tongues? You don't understand what we are shouting about. Which you thought you were joking when we were shouting Jesus in final year? Only for one of us to get back and find the roommate has been preaching to. Pray in the Holy Ghost that they only 2 hours. He entered the room and he was shocked. He was frightened. He was shouting, "Let Christians wake up in tongues." And the Holy Ghost decided to push the bar. It's not only Christians, I want to wake up in tongues. I want all men saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. That's his desire. I just don't know if there are people who are that hungry here. That's my issue tonight. Are there people who don't have sense in their hunger? Are there people like that? Oh God. Is this campus like that or not? Do you want the Holy Ghost to do anything and everything he can do? Just by shouting it, please, I beg you, don't do what many people do. This is not religion, and you'll find out tonight. This is not, we don't have much time. If we are intentional, 1 hour can shift to 33. Permanently. How many of you understand what I'm saying? Maybe the stories will help us so that we don't just shout empty shouts. When you are shouting, see the changes that are taking place. After shouting, see an invasion, an army of heaven invading the territory. Right now, chariots of fire are surrounding this campus. Right now. Right now, ready to beseech every life. Right now, pray the Holy Ghost for 2 minutes. Come on, go ahead. We can fix you.
Follow, I am Kalan, I am Lalo, I am. Your remnant among them, mark their faces now. And I give it a timeline of 21 days. In 3 weeks, let there be a massive outpouring over this life in the name of Jesus. Begin to reap the most vilest of sinners, one by one in this territory. And let those who are found to never give their lives, give their lives. Let them become mighty men and women of God. Hallelujah. I was saying we shouted Jesus like this. And we're judging things in different voices. And as we're shouting, Jesus, we shouted fire over a particular hostess, take her home. And in that hostess, they have been resisting the gospel. Literal fire. We just for chapel that we saw smoke coming out of the hostess. As we're shouting it. That's why he gives so much, because he's standing on not just as the word of God says, tangible encounters from territory to territory. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We're going somewhere, the river is not there yet. We're going somewhere, hallelujah. He was a teacher in chapter 47. We started again in UCA, that's the medical campus of the University of Ibadan. And we have always heard that they were struggling with prayer. People leave school, I mean the main campus, medical students. By the time they get there, they become another thing. You hear of people who were probably good fellowship residents, get there and their prayer lives disappear. So I was wondering, how hard can the territory be? But if you understand what I'm saying, you know that a person can be limited by his environment, yes or no. Many bright destinies today have been limited by the corporate destiny of the nation. You get to another culture and as if your life just shines over the system. There's something inside you, but the territory must respond now. It's like you will break it open. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Many beautiful things we can do here, but we don't have time. If this one is achieved, Kyle, you will see peace rising up in the face of this place. Terrible people. Terrible people. And angels are waiting at the gate. They want to visit the territory. And we are offering it now because we have the key. The keys belong to the church. Hallelujah. And we decide. Does somebody hear what I'm saying? We decide. By deciding on behalf of those who are in this world, who just came because they have somebody coming. Some of them are not even hungry for God. Some of them don't know where their prayer life went to, but they are serving Jesus consistently. Intimacy is gone. Fire gone. This night, everything can come back. And you'll be wondering what has happened to me. You wake up 2 a.m. in the morning and you are crying to 6 a.m. in love, just in love, just in love, just in love, just calling the name Jesus, 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 Jesus. You can't have a complete conversation without preaching about it. I'm no longer shy anymore. Boldness is worrying you. How many of you desire that all over the campus? Real, tangible fire and hunger for God. We shouted that precious name, and the power of God hit a lady that was sitting on the bed. And we thought we were just asking Jesus, we are opening up the atmosphere. You know, we are just saying it like a little child, we believe, but we don't really know if something is happening because we can't see the scripture. Only for a lady to come out of one of the rooms, staring at us, and wondering what's going on here. So she came down and she said, what's happening? She said, we're praying. He said, why we shouted Jesus? She had Jesus out of her sleep, and she felt two ropes fall out of her hands and her legs. And she woke up in terror. So that thing that was disturbing the entire place, see now they are still praying. See now. I'm talking about 2013. This is 6 years after. That struggle has come to an end. Is nobody getting what I'm saying now? We started the same shout in unison. You think this has just happened? Why is it that a place will not have anybody rise up? Any person rise up? There is a system governing the atmosphere, ensuring that nobody becomes mighty, nobody becomes a threat. But something can disturb that system now, and the way they were disturbing are coming, and they are very sure that they are not happy right now tonight. And it must count. That's why it must count. This night must count. Apart from the healing struggle for that, so many things will happen, but this one, it must count. This night, it must pack out. It must pack out this night. So please join me. I want you to be very intentional. That's what I'm saying on this. We started the same shout in unison, and a live cobra about the size of 2 long bells. As we were shouting, it was discovered in the hostel and killed. People finished meeting and went back and saw blood traces all over the place. And what happened here? They said they found the cobra. Check the time the cobra was found. The exact time when we marched and declared over the territory. The same time. So you think people are just lost food in this hostel. People are just doing this. People are just going for this in this school. There is something governing the app. Are you following? And if you can check out, we can decide that tonight. Are you following now? That's the audacity that those people have to resist the gospel. There's something governing it, and we can check them out now. Are you following now? A campus can be known for hunger. It can be known. I don't know if you guys want that here. So as you're closing your eyes, see a day when the school authorities are calling for students to come and pray for them. See a day when they're asking you come to my office because they know you have light. See mass parties they're happening inside class. See, just last week in Gonadio, how do you think the students were wondering as they were seeing their room was coming back and breaking beds under the power of God carrying people inside? How do you think the students were wondering? These are adults on this campus. Are you hearing what I'm saying? These are adults. Let them be wondering what's going on. What happened in fellowship? In a big city, in Petimoto, Central Colonial College, you find Moses coming and staring during the Sunday service because they have had too much. So they want to come and see for themselves. And right there, the power of God was slaying them outside. The rule has to be made. Nobody should go near the chapel. That's how it should be. Are you getting what I'm saying? you cannot do it, don't come. If you are coming, you join us. Are you getting what I'm saying? The news goes to the government of the state. Yes. That's my joy. Yes. How can we be like that? That is not worried. See us food, plenty, you all are food, outside and inside. One person is enough to fall this religious right now. That's all we're saying, that something will happen to somebody here tonight. You will suddenly wake up, your life is cold. The glory of God will rise upon you. Are you ready now? Are you ready now? Close your eyes and look at the entire territory, look at the entire campus. Look at the entire campus from the gates. Don't pray tongues yet, look at the campus. Lord Jesus, we stand in one accord on behalf of this campus and this territory. We stand on behalf of the entire leader. Lord Jesus, there are so many people out there who are weak, who are tired. Who want to find you? They are tired, they are discouraged. Many of them are even before. Who have said no to you at one point or the other. Some are tired of teaching you. Some think you are the one that caused their problem. When you want to seek, you can't find strength. Whatever the issue is, Lord, we engage the power in your name. And as we chant that precious name, let there be breakthroughs both individually and corporately. All around, let miracles begin to happen. And let testimonies begin to flow in. Are you ready? Shout the name of Jesus! He's reaching out to our homes. Thank you, precious Father. Cast. You are beautiful, Jesus. Cast. Eto na lebelot, lebelot. You are good and your mercy is forever. Hallelujah. You are good and your mercy is forever. Lift that voice and sing to you are good and your mercy is forever. You are good, you are good, and your mercy is forever. Lord Jesus, for everyone who is sick at home, every parent who is discouraged, who is oppressed of the devil, everyone who is going through all manner of pain as far as home, just the thought of what brings tears. A cloud of darkness about to be rolled away, Lord Jesus. As we scream your precious name, we release power in the direction of our homes. And we declare them his salvation. Let stubborn siblings come back home. We open the door for the flow of the river into our homes. Let news come by tomorrow that something has shifted. Something has shifted. Something has shifted. Something has happened. Something has happened, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because of time, we can't talk too much and we can't teach too much. But like I said before, being intentional is a secret to breakthrough. Do you hear what I said? In Ayinda, for example, we shouted our son names. You would think it would take 3 days fasting and prayer for the deliverance to take place. Shouted our son names and declared, you are free! Only for thunder to strike in somebody's house. And light charms as we're dead, it were rooted from the ground. At the very same time, you were shouting, you are free. How difficult is that? Is there any difference from the spirit? Just be what? Intentional. So please don't be carried away with the fear and the emotions. Close your eyes. And look at your family as you close your eyes. Look at them. I didn't say pray in tongues. Look at them. Some of you are not angry enough. You're not angry yet. You are not yet tired. Look at them and see if you are happy about it. Look at your brother, look at your sister, look at your children, look at your husband, look at your wife. Look at your dad, look at your mom. Look at this and realize tonight that they are where they are because of you. Realize it tonight. That God trusted you. Anyone who is enlightened is the one who bears responsibility. God trusted you in the liberation of your family. God was sure he had faith in you when he sent you from heaven. And once Joseph arrives on the scene, his family will not die of famine. All the honor God has promised them There is somebody that is part of my voice who is supposed to bring that to light. Look at them now and shout the name of Jesus. If you are sick in your body, get ready. Just put your hands where that tissue is. Whatever it is, just put your hand where it is. It will jump out. For so many of you, every pain that has lasted weeks, months, years, it will disappear now, like this. Eye issues, ear issues, even skin issues. Unwanted scars, some of them will disappear now. Get ready, get ready. Lungs, whatever it is, asthma, blood issues, kidney, lungs, every anomaly in your body, that lie the doctor told you is about to be reversed. Not just in your life and life of your family members. Just be a believer. Are there believers tonight though? Just be a believer one time this night. I want to shout and begin to check yourself immediately. Thank you, precious Holy Ghost, for the dispatch of angels for the purpose of healing. I stretch out my hand right now. I declare the name of Jesus all over this world. Like a wild fire, let healing break out. And let every sick body be healed. Let terminal issues be reversed. Let everything that has defied medicine, that has defied medicine, let it be responded to your healing and to your glory. Let faith arise by listening of this praise report all around this campus. And let this one become conduits of healing power as they step out to pray for the sick in the name of Jesus. Are we ready now? Are we ready now? I'm seeing somebody's feet. Your home is about to receive them. Literally, right now. Get ready. I think I should prophesy this to as well. As many who are in dear need of finance, as you are also shouting that precious name, let miracles begin to happen as a last. Hallelujah. As we're shouting last week, Friday, when she shouted, somebody was beeping in the phone. She ran out and said, my own has arrived. So she testified, and everybody shouted, beeping, my own has arrived. It can happen here again, right now. I'm speaking about those who are frustrated. You don't know where tomorrow's food is going to come from. God will just prove his love to you this night. He will hug you just once more. Can you get what I'm saying? Some of you have never been kissed like Jesus before. If you are not too big a boy or big a girl to count it, can you declare Jesus kiss me? Just one, you see what will happen to you this night. Kyle, are you ready tonight? Look at him and shout the name! Kyle. Fire everywhere. We are hungry to drink more of fire. What kind of dream is the pool of fire? I turn them up. We are hungry to drink a sea of fire. Check yourself everywhere. Check yourself now. Check. Go ahead. Once you notice the difference, only those people wave your hands. Silence now. Once you notice the difference, only those people wave your hands. Wave it high. Hallelujah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Wave your hands high. 21, 22, 23. Wave it higher. Just listen. Can you celebrate Jesus? Now, I'm just going to say three. Only three. Alright? Only three. Of the most, you know, the most serious ones, alright? Somebody just help us. The most serious ones, just three. Just to point it to this atmosphere and multiply it. Hallelujah. I celebrate all the organizers of this meeting and all the fathers and mothers in the present here. Thank you so much for supporting this house and for making this happen. Can we celebrate our leaders? Thank you so much for inviting me. The hunger here is serious. Hallelujah. I'm so sad that I had to enter in this late. I'm sure it was probably explained. Was not explained. This meeting might not have held tonight. But thank Jesus for gathering here tonight. Hallelujah. I had to move from Ibadan to Lagos because the flight was cancelled. But I'm still standing here this night because Jesus is serious about changing somebody's life tonight. Hallelujah. I was about calling the Eskos and saying, let's push it forward. I'll give you 2 days this time around as a compensation. I didn't know I would make it. But thank you, Father, because what you want to do will not be postponed. Hallelujah. Do we have 2 3 more? Have you confirmed? And if you are still having any pain to your body, please wave your hands. Someone is going to pray for you by your side. Wave it high. If you have your testimony, come outside. But please confirm for us, alright? Things that you can confirm, alright? Don't say I had... issues as if they had HIV, but now it's gone. How do you know it's gone? Unless the symptoms have disappeared, of course. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Ezekiel chapter 47, quickly, from verse 1. start from verse 4. Verse 3, sorry. Together, 1, 2, go. Measure the 1,000 cubits and brought them through the waters. The waters with me. Can you demonstrate it? The waters to my ankles. The waters to my ankles. Verse 4, 1, 2, go. And he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The waters went to my knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The waters went to my lungs. Verse 5. And afterward, he measured 1,000. And it was a river I could not pass over. But the waters were rising, waters to swimming, a river that could not be passed over. That would be somebody's question tonight. Now, when the river got to that certain point, what began to happen? Verse 6. Verse 7. Verse 8. These waters issue out towards the east country and go down into the desert and go into the sea. Which being brought forth into the sea, the water shall be healed. Hallelujah. There are several measures, you know, scattered all around this hall. And when I say measure, I'm talking about child level. Hallelujah. Many of you have heard my story before. I didn't know that I was 20 bar. I've been speaking in tongues. I had a dream, so that my battery level was more 20/100. Woke up, I had spoken in tongues 3 hours before waking up and having that dream. So I'm the last person you will tell I'm 20 back. God has been using me before then. I've seen miracles happen. We have gone from secondary school to secondary school. Mass baptisms of the Holy Ghost. I believe thousands have been filled by then. This was 1 year of beautiful, successful ministry, as it were. Hallelujah. So what is 20/100? How can I be 20? How am I even living 20? Only for the Holy Ghost to tell me that you have no idea the battery level of the many things all around you. To cut the long story short, we began to charge our battery. Charge our battery ridiculously. 12 hours every day praying the Holy Ghost. Looking for something that was not conventional to our time. Hallelujah. And things began to play out. And we are grateful for it. Today we have not stopped to. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 8 from verse 24. I believe that from tonight, many schools will begin to catch the inspiration to spend time praying the Holy Ghost. I don't know if that's already the order of the day. Is that normal already? Is that the norm already? I don't need for schools for the entire fellowship. If they don't want, let them go. Is that what you are saying? It's not by force. If they do well, let them go. When life hits them, they will come back. Are you getting what I'm saying? They will come back. Because you lose more when you do many things to please the crowd. By all means, contend for the power of God. When you have it tangibly, they will come back. Every human being is wise enough to know where to find help from. Hallelujah. And they will travel many miles to get there. people go many states, cross through many churches, and go to a church that is far away when there's a church beside their house. That's what it was. So it's not about sustaining stress and stress as long as there's life. Hallelujah. But what's the secret? Luke chapter 8 from verse 44. What happened there? Want to go? Or dried up, verse 45. So there was an argument here because as far as Peter was concerned, the multitude attending you are pressing you. Jesus is saying only one person is touching me. This is very funny and very sad at the same time. Because once you understand this, you see a secret, you see why there can be many believers and yet very few who are making impact because they don't know how. The Bible says the labor of the fools wearieth every one of them, but they do not know how to go into this. Hallelujah. Let me have someone demonstrate that Jesus quickly. This man loves Jesus. Hallelujah. Quickly, 10 people who want to be crowd. Quickly. It's okay. Now, keep moving. Pursue this man. Grab this man. Press him. Now, stop. Do you guys realize that's what was happening to Jesus? Do you realize that's what happened to Jesus? Now, a woman comes, keep coming. Touch the hem of his foot. Relax, slowly. Touch the hem of his foot. Press this Jesus. Now, who is touching Jesus? The crowd or this woman? Don't lie, please. Remove your Bible knowledge and your Sunday school and answer simple academic questions. Who is touching Jesus? The crowd or this woman? So, are you trying to say between Jesus and Peter, Jesus was lying, right? Just raise your hands and give him glory. Hallelujah. So Jesus was lying, have you? So Peter was lying, have you? Did Peter shout, yes! Alright. I want to be sure that we are actually in an academic environment. And even Jesus, he wrote down, he wrote Waek, nobody wrote it for you. It means Jesus, one of the two of them was touching this woman. Who was touching this woman? The crowd. Not touching Jesus. The crowd or the woman? The crowd. Peter said it's the crowd. Jesus said somebody. Who was lying? Peter, right? So it was. Are you saying Sunday school is affecting us? Okay, he's not a man that is reliable, right? So we need to find the mystery somewhere, right? Don't just keep reading. Nobody's lying. Let's just keep going. That's not a real life. Calm down. Who's going on here? Somebody has to be lying. Let's find out. Or are they talking about different things? That's the only escape out of this question. So it could mean that they are talking from different points of view, right? So it's possible for 5,000 Christians in FTCUNA to pray tomorrow morning and only 10 of them will touch Jesus. And they had voices like the whole was very full. There is a secret behind it. That's why many Christians keep going activities. I ask myself questions, what's going on? As a pastor said, you know, grow up in church, deep church, whether we like it or not. We're in church before everybody arrived and we're in church after everybody has gone. Hallelujah. Morning devotion every morning. How is it possible for a Christian to attend church at least 5,000 times? I'm not sure I can count on my 10 fingers how many times I've been to church in my life. Some of you guys are from homes where you didn't have to. And if you are tired, you guys go family sleep and rest for the Sunday. I have never known that you sleep in church on the chair. Because are you getting what I'm saying? How many of you understand what I'm saying? Aha. So the first thing that if you are sick, you go to church, that's when you be healed. Jesus is there. So go to church. Hallelujah. So I can assume I have attended at least 5,000 to 10,000 church meetings. If I was always contacting the presence and power of God, how can my life still be like this? Over 10,000 contacts with divinity. Some of them 3 hours contact. And somebody forget what I'm saying. Some of them 6 hours contact. From 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. sometimes 9 hours contact. How can somebody get what I'm saying? I checked through the Old Testament, New Testament, I'm seeing that it doesn't take much time. Why is it that a whole year can pass and somebody, oh my God, to show you that it's growing the number of meetings. The churches some of us came from as we came to school, and you understand what I'm saying. 20 years they have never seen a sneeze of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost has never crossed before in the meeting. Nothing, no sign that even exists. How many of you understand what I'm saying? You wonder why would you mistake you move one day just by your message just move. No, there are laws. There are laws that govern it. Is somebody following now? So how did this woman, because if you look at this scenario, do you know the woman did not touch Jesus? What did she touch? Is Jesus the end of the garment? So if you're actually answering that question, who was lying? Shout the name. Okay. I'm not the one who said it. Hallelujah. God bless you. Celebrate them. Come over. La 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 la. Once I discovered this, I stopped wasting time in my Christian life. You can experience the power of God every day. Can you say every day? Every day. Coming in the car from the airport, I was going to clean it. Charge is running through my head. Every day, every time. Inside pain, inside torment, from the road, inside kitchen. Are you getting what I'm saying? Is that law? What you understand? I command the veil on any eyes here to be lifted up in the name of Jesus. I open up the rivers of intercession of parents, of loved ones, of family members. And I ask in the name of Jesus that you point us as a reward of enlightenment this night. Let somebody's faith enter the next year. It's beautiful when that door of mercy opens to you and you become like a Christian, a brand new Christian again. Has that happened to you before? Raise your hands sincerely. Don't just raise your hands because of what has happened. Has it happened to you before? It's as if you have become a Christian again at first. When last did that happen to you? Because it can happen to you again. Another level of life, of illumination, that you see God and love God and do God like never before. You feel like you don't go born again last night. Hallelujah. If you are not the sound of my voice and you are not yet saved, at this point I'm going to count to 7. Back up, you can do that. Don't miss this. Just keep your mind. If you are not the sound of my voice and you are not yet saved, don't waste time. I'm going to count to 7. If you are not the sound of my voice and you are not yet saved, run to this altar quickly. Run! Quickly, because I count to 7, I'm going to keep going. 2! celebrate them. Celebrate them as they're coming. If anybody is coming, run now quickly. Three. You are not yet saved and you want to make it right with Jesus. Right now. Run out. Right now. Run out. Right now. Run out. Right now. Four. Look at the way you are celebrating. Run out, run out, run out, run out, run out, run out. Run out! Jesus is waiting for you. Five! If heaven is rejoicing more than us, then I don't understand. Over my soul, heaven rejoices. This is more than one, more than two, more than three.
Hello, Manati. Hello, Nana, me feeding me. Go,
go ahead and talk to Jesus. Tell him you believe in sacrifice. Say, after me, Lord Jesus. Say, loud and clear, Lord Jesus. I believe the sacrifice. I believe what you did on the cross for me. Today, I publicly declare you as my Lord and Savior. Write my name in the book of life. I become a part of your family tonight. All the years I have lost, I receive them back. Lord Jesus, I ask that your man is faithful and change his heart. Come dwell inside of them. Holy Ghost, fill them. Disturb them from tonight. Time. Let mighty things begin to take place from this life. Let them look nothing like what they were before they stepped out. In the name of Jesus, I change their order now. Let them become saints and be examples to believers. Home and abroad, let dangerous things be wrought by this hand. Prove to them that made the right decision. And all the time that they have lost, Lord Jesus, give it back to them. You are the restorer. In the name of Jesus. Now, can you celebrate this one? Who are they following? Quickly. All right, I'm waiting for you outside. Quickly, so you can join us again. You are tired of rejoicing. Hallelujah. I shall be out of here in the next 10-15 minutes. Are you following? So the secret is to be what? Intentional. Give us verse 46 in NLT your message version. How I love you, if you know Jesus, if I love you. How I love you, if you know Jesus, if I love you. Do you have the word? Mindful of your time, some of you have to go outside the campus. Please help us speak. Together, one, two, go. Who touched me? When no one stepped forward, Peter said, but Master, we have got thousands have touched you. Verse 46, 46. Jesus insisted, someone touched me, I felt power discharging from me. Hallelujah. NLT version. How I love you, if you lie at Jesus, verse 46. How I love you, if you lie at Jesus, if I love you. This is will change your Christian life. I'm praying that your eyes are seeing. This is the secret that ended my wasting of time. I pray your eyes see this. That's why Jesus said, blessed are you when you hear these things. He was saying secrets to men, yet they were not hearing it. He will come into the secret, and his disciples will be asking him questions about what he has said publicly. He will explain to them. See, when your eyes see this, you are boundless. You just keep moving for the rest of your life. It's a flight, an endless flight. Until then, you will be thinking it's a mistake when God moves. You can't really trap down and explain why what happened happens. And once you understand this, you can repeat the results every time. Are you following? Understanding is what enables you to repeat the results again and again. Once a person can repeat the results, the person understands something they understand. Are you following? Please pay attention. I'm still seeing many eyes. I don't think I see what I'm saying. Lord, I beg very happily on the right skin. Let something follow. Beyond the hearing, see, if it was just about hearing messages, many of us are lying to not hear it. Does somebody hear what I'm saying? No? You have messages on your phone, messages on your laptop. If it's just about hearing messages and then we are fine, our lives will not be where it is. That's why Paul, after he had preached messages, was still praying for the Ephesian church, Ephesians 1:17, that the eyes of their son will be what? Enlightened. Because on the intent, you'll be talking one, they'll be hearing another thing. Each time I see people responding without their hands, I'm sad because I know you will waste plenty of time. You might be excited, you might be energetic, you might look like you're hungry. But you can have zeal and not have knowledge, yes or no? That's why I'm really, really begging that you pay attention. Look at it now. Verse 46, Luke chapter 8 and verse 46 together. Look at it carefully. 1, 2, 3. Someone deliberately touched me. Read that again. Someone deliberately. Can you shout to this time? Deliberately touched me. Why? For I felt healing power. Go on. Do you notice that Jesus even knew what the power went out for? Oh God, is somebody following? Who determines the release and the purpose of the release? Was it Jesus or the woman? Do you know Jesus did not plan for healing? God. There's a river inside you. And with your intention, with being deliberate, you can turn on the switch and turn it off. Are you following? That means Jesus had a way he used to be when power left him. Yes or no? I'm sure many of you already know how. How do you think he knew? How? Quickly, anybody, any idea? How did he know something left him? You are feeling it already. Now, how many of you right now, you are feeling heat in part of your body as I'm speaking? Raise your hands. Put your hands down. You are feeling cold. Raise your hands. Raise it. If it is not cold now, so if you are feeling cold, you must be charging. Put your hands down. You are feeling electric shock. Raise your hands. Put your hands down. You are feeling like liquid moving some parts of your body. Raise your hands. Aha. You are feeling as if some parts of your body cannot move like it's numb. Raise your hands. Aha. Are you seeing what I'm saying? I think I've lost something now. Can I continue? Are you sure? You cannot tangibly. That something entered you, or that something left you. Do you hear what I'm saying? And that's why I said, when you are intentional, you will know because something entered you. But Jesus, help us to go after. As you love us, we hope you are not a man. As you will, as I that lady that's going to bring her out, please. As you are not a man, I explain this to a young boy. If a child can understand it, I believe all of us can. Can't you be understood that you can receive and release the power of God? There was speaking of four adults, the power of God stood on the four of them. The boy was just 6 years old. Only for him to come to me on Sunday morning and say, Pastor Lawrence, I brought fire on my friend in school. I said, I was shocked. I shouted, why? How can you burn your friend and you're telling me both? I'm telling you, to make matters worse, he said, I'm the one that told you to put fire on the friend in school. Then I understood what was trying to say, just be there. Then I asked him, what do you mean? He said, me. Asked his friend, or told his friend that he had fire, and his friend said, show me the fire. So he took him to the corner of the class. I released the fire. I didn't know we had caused problem when we explained to them. It's not what we know. They have senses. Jesus has sense from his words. But what we know about is his words. He knew where he was going for this prayer. You know what where you are going. You will know where you are going. And that day, he said, the sisters ran to come and rescue Emmanuel. Because Emmanuel was screaming, fire, fire, the corner of the class. We thought it was a joke until one day, doing teenagers retreat. Because he comes for teenagers retreat as a child. And we are learning because he has sense. If you're a teenager, you have sense. Go. You are a baby, you have sense. Join teenagers. It's not an age thing. Are you following now? So you have sense. So you pack his load and put his time back and tell his daddy. He time for the truth. And his daddy will bring his back and say, your son said the truth is today. Is it true? He's not my son because he's not normal again. Hallelujah. And he returned there for retreat and been fasting 15 hours every day for 3 days. Without eating food, just drinking water. One day he held the hands of a teenager and said, I give life. And the power of God came upon her for 2.5 hours. Security men were holding this girl down. That's when I knew that once you understand this thing, can. It's not a mistake that things happen. You can know when he left you. You can know when he came inside. Are you following? And it's normal. I want to explain now, alright? Somebody who wants to demonstrate. So you say it's me, alright? Are you not the one that beat Jesus just now? You're not the one, alright? Pick a cup. Can you stand out, right? Stand. Maybe stand. Open your eyes. Alright? Try and hold it in. What are you feeling like?
My heart
is shaking at me. Just hold on. Stand. Now, I want you to intentionally release life. Hold your hand. And you tell us what happens when it does that. Be intentional. As you become intentional, you might sense the power of God through you. That's it. Can what? So see, he can't need what he thought we were. What is he doing? before she touched. And that's exactly what the touch did. He didn't give her financial breakthrough. He didn't give her a husband. He didn't give her promotion at work. The touch did not give her admission. The touch gave her what? Really, that's what the touch came for. Are you following? What will you do to see Jesus, sir? Kiss him, sir. You will kiss him. What will you do, mama?
I will express my love to him.
Will you be crying?
Not only I'll smile at
him. Smile at him. How many of you will be crying? How many of you will just faint? Let me give you another picture quickly. 3 a.m. tomorrow morning. After this meeting, you get back to your hostel. And I just think, Iwalamu, Ifunaya Jesus, Iwala. And the light is off. You know you have the light. You sleep off. Only to wake up because your roommate is tapping you. You wake up, but it's not your roommate. Because you are seeing your roommate on her bed. And you know somebody touched your leg. You try to open your eyes, you see that the light that you have is now on. But it's not really your light. Because it's brighter than the moonlight. And fear is rushing through your heart. And you hear someone laughing and calling your name. Kai. Are you seeing that? Now you open your eyes and see this beautiful man. Kai. What do you do? You will shout, have you? You now see that Jesus is someone to shout about, right? When it happened to me, I ran out of the room. And I put on the light and said, Jesus, stop, stop, stop. Please, stop. I said, you will first stand at the door and knock first. You want me to just die of shock? Before this time, I'll be shouting, come, come, Holy Ghost, come, Jesus, come. I've been speaking in tongues every night, 12 hours, come. Over 2 weeks, finally, so let me just. Small teaspoon. I said, no. Are you following? I hope when he comes to me, tell him, it's okay. Hallelujah. Something beyond what you have ever experienced in your entire Christian life. A joy, a peace, an understanding, a love, a knowing of your Father, an intimacy, a new place. It's open right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Get ready right now. I asked the student the next question. Because they were all responding. In fact, there was one who was teaching his neighbor as I was talking. And then I stopped him. I said, you, what will you do if you see Jesus now? And then he responded. He said, I will be serious. I was shocked because this monster knows that it's not serious. From age 18. You know why you have not encountered God. You know why. If you want to hear what I'm saying, the Bible says you will seek me and find me. When you seek me with your whole of your heart, it's such a mystery. You know why. If somebody hear what I'm saying, and that day I told them, seek him. I asked them, that's the last question I'm asking you now. Some people are understanding what I'm saying, and they're already breaking through. It doesn't take time, just understand. I asked her the next question. I said, okay, you said you will scream if you see him now. You said you will bow down what you will see him now. You said you will hug him and kiss him if you see him now. And you said he's here. Why are you not bowing down worshiping him? Why are you not responding like he's here? You see that we are not seeking him by faith. Because faith is the substance. So if I can't WhatsApp if he's here, then I can't WhatsApp even though I can't see him because I know he's here. Angels matter for this now, get ready. Like a wildfire, get ready for activations. Close your eyes and open your two hands for me, get ready. Don't pray in tongues, be still. Don't pray in tongues, but close your eyes everywhere and I want you to look at Jesus standing right in front of you. Look at his face. Look at his face. Look at his face. That's him. Visions are freaking out right now. Yes, 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 yes. I see the bull in your eyes. Look at your lover. Look at him. Look at the door before. I see a door before someone arrives now. There's light. I see a river of fire and I push you inside. I push you inside. I push you inside. Lord Jesus, where are the prophets in FUCU now? By the count of three, I activate every single one of you. One. Two, three, touch. Presence here, I activate you now by the count of three. One, two, three. Now, touch, activate. All the evangelists are going to sound on my voice like a wildfire. Evangelist, enter. Sound of my voice. Those who will see mysteries, those who will break things down to the body, those who will explain thoughts. Let the fire of God come upon your tongues and your hands and your eyes. You are desired it, so says the Lord. You are desired it, and I give you now. I bring you into it officially. There's still another prophet on the sound of my voice right now. Where are they? Five of them. Come inside. Let your ordination right now begin officially. Right now. Receive. Come in fully into understanding. Come in fully into understanding. Let life follow you tonight. Where are the shepherds, Lord Jesus? Activate them now. Activate them, angels. Activate the pastors. I declare over this house all the distributions of the Deborah mantles, the Miriam mantles, the Anna mantles, prophetic intercessors. Under the sound of my voice, Oya, begin to give them. Begin to intercede. Prayer power. And more. All the tapes are the sound of my voice. David, Elijah, the Daniels, the
Joseph. Right now, I activate you. I activate you. Coming, 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 coming.
Blazing tongues of fire rest upon your head. As you go back, let the glory of God rest upon you and all that is yours. Let it follow you to your rooms and abide. I announce this atmosphere and this territory as a glorious zone in the name of Jesus. I declare, let your abiding glory manifest. And let those who are going to see what this be raised through this glory, Lord Jesus. Let the intelligence be burned for this in the name of Jesus. Just wave your hands and give them glory. Please be intentional. That's the secret I told you to tell you. Please don't say words you don't mean. Don't sing songs you don't mean. That's all I'm saying tonight. Please, I beg you, vow a vow to never do that again. I'm seeing fire on hands. Fire is burning on hands. Fire is burning on hands. Fire, the healing power of God is flowing all over this place. Go ahead, go ahead. Bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him.
You are my obsession. You are my heart desire. You are my obsession. You are.
Thank you to him. You are my obsession.